Yan, kamusta naman kayo dyan mga kameta? Yan, mukhang naka-adjust tayo ng konti sa time zone naman dito. Ang problema naman may paano tayo mag-adjust the other way around. But let me just say, hola from Palo Alto. Yun na medyo Latino feels tayo. Of course, the Palo Alto, as you know, and dito yung Stanford University. And of course, andito rin guys yung yan, lahat ng mga tech companies. This is where all of the, alam nyo na, all of the whole tech revolution and all happened. Facebook is down here, Google is down here, so really, really exciting part. First of all, before tayo pag-usapan natin itong topic today, no, shout out lang dyan sa Consul General ng Pilipinas dito sa California, who flew in all the way from Los Angeles. It's really a pleasure for me to meet yung ating mga kababayan dito, people representing our government, our country, our nation. Dito sa West Coast, obviously dyan sa Washington, D.C. Good friend natin si Ambassador Babe Romualdez and the fantastic staff there in the Philippine Embassy there. Always a pleasure to get in touch with them. I really look forward. I know na medyo may mga sinabi tayo kahapon sa conference na malay ko, baka hindi naman nila nagustuhan. I'm an outspoken guy. I'm a firebrand. I say what I think is needed to be said without overdoing it. But I look forward to hopefully working more with the Philippine American community para lalo natin i-push, no, itong bilateral relationship, special relationship na meron tayo, not to mention also push for more development, cooperation, trade, investment. Pag-usapan natin lahat naman yan, mga kamet. Of course, shoutout din dyan to Stanford University's just in case. Southeast Asia Programs at Shorenstein Asia Pacific Research Center. I needed to double check because there's the other dalawang center and then may Freeman Spogli also. Thank you so much, of course, and shout out of course to my very good friend Professor Don Emerson, who has been leading the Southeast Asia program dito sa Stanford University for more than 2 decades, a quarter of a century. And Professor Emerson is he's the leading expert on Southeast Asia. For some reason, nakalimutan niya yata na dapat may dedication din ako sa kanyang kahapon. So yesterday we had no less than Francis Fukuyama, a number of leading scholars on Southeast Asia, leading the conversation dito, and you know, their homage to Professor Emerson. On my part, guys, pagdating kay Professor Emerson, I launched 2 of my books at least here. One, the Duterte book one in 2017. I was back again here. 2018, 2019. I was back again here in 2020. I launched my other book, Day in the Pacific. I was hoping to launch another one. Let's see. May sobrang delayed yung isang book natin. Pero looks like magre-retire na itong Professor Emerson soon. So medyo emotional tayo kanina. So I'm hoping to do an interview with him later on para sa podcast natin with one of the greatest scholars of Southeast Asian region. Tingnan natin kung mahabol ko rin, if ever masingit ko rin, baka makakuha rin natin si Francis Fukuyama for a proper interview, or I'll try to have to be back here. Shout out of course Jan also to my cousin si Mark Foronda Conde. Shout out Jan, cousin, congratulations of course dun sa may kinalaman nito, guys. Hindi ko lang kinakongratulate yung cousin ko dahil cousin ko. But shout out dyan, boss, dun sa your fantastic restaurant, Gayon. Galion. Let me tell you guys one thing. Ang dali maging skeptical, cynical, ang dali maging apolitical, ang dali maging, wala na mangyari, alis na tayo. But I'm telling you guys, as someone who's traveling all around the world, and I'm extremely, extremely grateful to the Lord for that opportunity, going here to Stanford, going to Berkeley the other week, meeting Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany, giving talk in Berlin, being, you know, going all around the world, being Tokyo, meeting officials, doing talks. You know, guys, I'm extremely grateful for this opportunity. And I'll tell you what, guys, the more I travel all around the world, the more I give talks all around the world. And by the way, yung mga kababayan natin dyan sa New Zealand, God willing, inshallah, of course, we have also a series of talks organized there across New Zealand
So I hope to also have conversation with folks in New Zealand, including the very robust Filipino Kiwi community there, and of course the Asia enthusiast. So I'm telling you guys, siguro baka medyo exaggerated pag sabihin mo masarap maging Pilipino nowadays in a sense that you're romanticizing the situation of the country. But I'll tell you what, exciting maging Filipino nowadays. Exciting maging Filipino thinker nowadays. Exciting maging Filipino influencer nowadays. Exciting maging Filipino, if I can put it, Filipino leader for that matter nowadays. And actually, in conversation natin kahapon dito sa Stanford University, I was together with Pakita, the former trade minister of Indonesia. And very interesting because both of us, ito yung agreement namin, ASEAN countries, Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, magiging global powers ng mga to. Not superpower like China or India or US, but we are gonna be a force to reckon with. And I'm telling you again, of course, I'm dito yung cousin natin, I'm telling you again, the Filipino food, the Indonesian food will be a global food, the same way that we have with Thailand and increasingly with Vietnam. I'll remind you guys, 10 years ago, sino sa atin ang may alam sa Vietnamese food? I only got to eat Vietnamese food when I was going to Vietnam 10 years ago for talks. Next thing I know, everywhere I go in the world, may Vietnamese food. Thai food, kailan lang sumikat ang Thai food? 10 years ago, 15 years ago, a little bit earlier, because yung Thai government ay tumutulong, meron silang food diplomacy. But I'll tell you what, sumisikat na rin ang Indonesian food. Sumisikat na rin ang Filipino food. Why? Una-una, mas maraming taong pupunta sa mga bansang yan at nakikita nila yung kagandahan ng bayan natin. Alright, yes, hindi tayo perfect and all of that, but we have so much progress, so much success going on. Second, and more importantly, kaya nga minimension ko yung cousin ko, ang dami mga Filipino going all around the world and proudly showcasing their culture, our food, our cuisine, our culture. I'm telling you guys, dito sa Stanford, I just met some of the Filipinos fellows here, holding fellowships here and all of that. And these are people in the business world and all of that. And they're organizing events, bringing in Filipino entrepreneurs, bringing in Filipino-American communities. Ang dami mga Filam, guys. Filam, no? Na excited na tumulong sa Pilipinas. Hindi yung tulong na parang kawawa tayo na in terms of putting us on the map, promoting our food, our culture, showing that the Philippines is not just in a third world country na kawawa, all that poverty porn nonsense. All right? Yes, we have problems. Sure. But there's also so much more to the Philippines. Right? There's so much more to the Philippines. We have to look at also overseas Filipinos who are businessmen, entrepreneurs, influencers, executives, CEOs, lawyers, doctors, professionals, all of those people, guys. Dapat i-emphasize natin yung story nila. Ako, to be honest, ako, pag ako may nakita akong Philam or Filipino ganyan, tapos pinag-usapan ng Pilipinas na parang kawawa tayo, oh, pumunta ako sa Pilipinas, lumalaban sila kahit kawawa. Eh, ayoko nang ganyan, guys. That's poverty porn. That's poverty porn. If you want to help the Philippines, remind the world that Filipinos are among the most creative, entrepreneurial, and they could be among the most successful people if only you give them the opportunity. So we don't need your pity, all right? We don't need pity. We don't need drama. What we need are our opportunities. What we need are networks, all right? Building networks. What we need are investments, all right? What we need is promotions, publicity. Those are the things that we need, guys. So I'm telling you guys, I'm the last person to be parang idealistic masyado about the film is in a sense nare-romanticize ko. No, nakikita ko naman yung difference. Nakikita ko naman umangat yung ibang bansa. Nakikita ko naman yung progress, di ba? We've been in the richest part of the earth, right? Luxembourg, whatever you want to call it. But, guys, excited ako para sa Philippines. I'm telling you what, in spite of all of our shortcomings and all, this is a country on the move. And I'll tell you what, so over the past year, I had at least three interviews with The Economist magazine, different people. I posted also something about it. So kanina lang lumabas yung interview ko with The Economist magazine. But this is my comment on sa West Philippine Sea, Taiwan, US-China dynamics. But I'll tell you what, guys. There was this very interesting piece by Robert, the deputy editor at The Economist, and we had a very long conversations about. Hindi ako na directly quote dito kasi I think very limited yung space nila and all of that. But we had a conversation in that, and if you look at this piece by The Economist magazine, which is the most prestigious magazine that has to do anything with economic development, not to mention politics. Ang sinasabi dito is, the Philippines is rising all the quietly. The Philippines is getting richer all the quietly. And guys, you know, we keep on talking about Vietnam. Yeah, you know, Vietnam envy na naman tayo. Yes, I'm very happy for Vietnam in every sense of the word in terms of the respect they're getting on the international stage, the recognition they're getting for their fantastic cuisine and food. I'm a big fan of Vietnamese food. You can keep lean and all of that very easily. Ang hirap maghanap ng overweight people sa Vietnam. I mean, they have fantastic food. But did you know, guys, that actually we are faster than Vietnam when it comes to economic growth, right? And actually, so this is the article, guys. Ang tawag ko sa Pilipinas is the unsung success story. Is the unsung success story. Again, hindi tayo, let's say, number one, alright? Pero isipin mo, Pilipinas yung parang sobrang galing na bata. Tapos naging kulela dahil, alam mo na, sobrang magaling na bata. I'm talking about 40s, 50s, 60s, diba? Sobrang magaling na bata. And then pumalpak na, bumaba. And then ngayon, slowly umakyat. At isa sa mga pinakamabilis na umakyat sa rankings, sa grades, ganun. Parang ganun na estudyante ang tingin mo sa Pilipinas. So we're not number one yet. But guys, I mean, look at it. This is interesting. So this is a survey from The Economist magazine. Let me get a ballpen or something. So etong red na nakikita nyo, pula, this is the Philippines, right? This is the Philippines. Now, unfortunately, dahil medyo palpak si Digong, medyo grabe yung baksak natin dito, di ba? The drop was very high during the pandemic. But nevertheless, if you look at the trend lines, the Philippines will be practically number one fastest growing economy. This is a rising tide. So you see, it's the Philippines, right? It's the Philippines, you see, magiging fastest growing country. And neck tayo with India, which is still poorer than us. So for the Philippines to grow at 7%, it means more for an average Filipino than an average Indian growing at 7%, because India is still way poorer than the Philippines in per capita. And because our population growth is healthy, most likely we'll overtake pa natin yung Vietnam in terms of economic growth. So what I'm telling you guys here is we are succeeding as a nation in spite of our bad politics, right? So even if kurakot yung mga leaders natin, even if may mga, you know, even if you have the clowns that you have in the government, I mean, kailangan ba natin pag-usapan yung nangyari sa Senado yung isang araw, di ba? Si Ahente Morales, I mean, dodgy siya sa akin, pero may point din siya. Bakit? Ako nga, in-investigate. Ikaw nga, convicted. I mean, yes, we have all of, but that's the beauty of it, right? Na in spite of the fact na ang dami natin mga clowns, ang dami natin mga crooks, ang dami natin mga malatatay level na pag-iisip na medyo walang, ano, di ba, medyo ano, nasabog na ganun, we're still growing this fast. So kaya ang sinasabi ko dito is, imagine if the Philippines gets its politics right and we get better and better leaders in power. Oh my God, things are going to be very, very interesting. Now, kahapon, some of you may have seen it, kahapon, the opening speeches were by Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. Obviously, he couldn't attend, but he sent a special video message, which is also rare, by the way, for any head of state to do. I mean, an academic conference, right? So that's the kind of the special, that's the kind of the special importance that they're giving to us. But I'll tell you what, the other thing here is Pita, the young guy. I mean, he's just a few years older than us. I think it's just 41 lang yata yan, di ba? Pita, who won the elections in Thailand last year, who was seen as the next leader of Thailand, also gave a speech. Of course, alam niyo naman yung kwento, hindi siya pinayagan ng monarchy, hindi siya pinayagan ng mga trapos dahil, of course, direct threat siya. But nevertheless, siya yung head ng the biggest party in the parliament, so he's a force to reckon with. And he gave a beautiful speech, man. He gave a really beautiful speech in terms of what can ASEAN do. And I liked his tone. He said, We, Thailand, we're not a small country. We are a middle power. Right? Yung ganun na term, no? And as you know, as I explained to you guys, middle power means countries na hindi ganun ka-superpower, pero may laban din, may masabi din sa buhay, di ba? Kumbaga kung sa Greek city-states yan, hindi ka Athens and Sparta, pero Thebes ka, di ba? Or, so you're one of those mid-sized but feisty and self-independent and decisive kind of countries. So, Thailand feels that way. Indonesia is that way. I think Philippines is also moving in that direction. I think in many ways we are already a middle power, right? We are already part of the squad and all of that. So what I'm saying is the secret to success for the Philippines is number one, to look at the glass more than half full, right? It's not like 50% terrible, 50% okay. No. I think it's more than 50% good. Again, just as a reminder, we're the fastest growing country, right, in this part of the world. Again, obviously, we're still here, but guys, growing fast the way we do, man, you have to give credit to that, right? Pangalawa, we are accomplishing this in spite of our politics, in spite of our politicians. So imagine how much hard work we're doing to still have that kind of high economic growth, even if ganun yung mga politiko natin. Pangatlo, we're still achieving that, even if hindi pa natin nakuha itong mga high-quality investments in manufacturing and all. Even if wala pa tayong yung sinasabi ko na industrial policy, yung ginagawa ng Korea, na dati walang-wala sila, and then slowly, slowly, they build up their national industries. O yung China ngayon, my God, ang ganda ng mga EV cars nila, di ba? Out of scratch. They got the technology from the West. They learned things. They put things together. Now they have the BYD. Now they have, Xiaomi has that gorgeous car. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm into, German cars and all, but I'm telling you, I like what I'm seeing with some of the Chinese cars. Although I won't use it personally because of the software safety and all of that. But what I'm saying is, even if wala tayong mga ganitong bagay, nag-grow pa rin tayo ng 67%. So imagine the possibilities, guys. Pag inayos natin yung mga policies natin, imagine the possibilities kung medyo matitino at medyo mas magagaling na yung mga leaders na mga kuha natin. And I'll tell you what, I'm actually cautiously optimistic na yung nangyari sa ibang bansa, katulad ng Thailand, kung saan almost a guy my age, well, a few years older than me, a Harvard graduate, Oxford trained guy, almost made it to the Prime Minister's office, right? I think that's going to be a bigger and bigger possibility also in the Philippines 5 to 10 years from now. Because simple lang naman ang explanation dyan eh. As we become wealthier, right? Let's say our per capita goes from $4,000 right now to around $7,000-$8,000. You're going to have a bigger Filipino middle class. And as early as now, meron na tayong malaking middle class. Again, traveling around the world, ang dami ko nakita mga Pilipino na turista. Turista, hindi ano, turista sila. Nag-enjoy sila. So that means marami ng Pinoy ngayon na may, alam niyo na, di ba? Medyo may pampagastos, medyo may pampapamper ng sarili, medyo may, Japan, my goodness. Nung pumunta tayo sa Japan, di ba, ilang beses tayo bumalik-balik sa Japan earlier this year, ang dami mga turistang Pilipino sa Japan. I think more than 1 million Filipinos visited Japan last year. I mean, it's crazy. So meron na tayong middle class. That middle class will potentially increase by 50%. In the next 5 to 10 years, then you're looking at a large middle class of Filipinos na ayaw na nila yung mga buduts-buduts style lang na politiko. All right? Unfortunately, the buduts and the crooked and yung mga clown ones, they will be there. They will not go away. All right? I'm realistic. I'm a very realistic guy. You will have the buduts, you will have the clowns here and there, but my sense is you'll have more Vico Soto type of leaders in the Philippines. And when I say leaders, not only political leaders, Ayala is already going through a transition. The next generation Ayala is coming in. I think the guy who's taking over Ayala, the guy is even younger than me. Siguro kaish pa ni Vico Soto yan. Mga early 30s lang siguro yung guy na yan. You're gonna see more of this kind of young leaders, aggressive, assertive, aggressive in a good way, meaning ambitious, pushing the envelope. You're gonna see more Filipinos going on the global stage and saying, hey, we're gonna be the next big thing. Interestingly, Sabina Boitiz, pretty intellectual kind of a big businessman guy. I was saying that the Philippines will be the next big thing. I just saw his piece his interview with the Global South news network. So you're gonna see not only Robin Hood Padillas of this world, you're not gonna see only Batos of this world or Tatay Digong style of this world. You're gonna see people who are even more eloquent and statesmanlike than BBM. Because let's be honest, if there's one thing that BBM got right, is matino-tino siya, at least in terms of talking, in terms of statesmanship, projection of that. Well, you're gonna see more credible people there than him. Hindi lang yung mga ano lang, dumandaan lang sa mga magagandang eskwela, yung mga nag-graduate talaga sa mga magagandang eskwela, yung mga nag-train talaga sa mga magagandang eskwela, yung mga nagturo pa sa mga magagandang eskwela. You're gonna see more of those Filipino people coming up. So, and then all around the world, you're gonna see more Erwan Yosef types, Filipino thinkers, Filipino storytellers, Filipino influencers who tell the other side of the Philippines, right? Because in between BGC and all of the, alam niyo na, yung mga kahirapan and all, there's so much here in the middle. That is the story that is not being told. That is my biggest frustration with coverage of the Philippines, whether it's by mainstream media or it is by the influencers and all. Tingnan mo yung mga foreign influencers. They go to the Philippines, they do poverty porn. Look at the mga nonsense stuff na ginawa nila Nas Daily noon. Di ba, again, why not go and talk to the Filipino middle class? Right? Why not talk to the yung mga Filipino sa gitna na umaangat, na may ambisyon sa buhay, nag-aaral, ini-improve ang sarili, may pag-intindi dun sa pamamalakad ng mundo. Medyo switched on, medyo looped into the debates and discussions. That middle Philippines, in my opinion, is what is not covered enough, what is not heard enough. That, and I'm seeing more and more of that middle Philippines. Middle class Filipinos, ordinary backgrounds, just like me, galing lang sa probinsya, or siguro medyo mas privileged ng konti, let's say Baguio, Cebu, Davao, whatever, nag-aral sa abroad, nag-succeed. And the next thing you know, guys, the next thing you know, guys, ayan, next thing you know, guys, nilalagay ang Pilipinas on the global map. Or, again, going back to Erwan, totoo yan. Erwan, privileged background, Tisoy, Mestizo, and all of that. And what? He's using his platform to put the Philippines on the global map. My goodness, I mean, these things were not there 5, 10 years ago. All of a sudden, you're seeing all of these things popping up, right? Because matagal na 'to niluluto, guys, eh. Matagal na niluluto. Ang problema is hindi natin nakikita yung nasa ilalim. Ang nakikita lang natin yung nasa ano, the froth, the flash in the pan, the superficial, and parang ay kawawang Pilipinas, ayan na naman tayo, tapos makikita mo si Bato, makikita mo si Robin Hood, makikita mo yung mga ganyan, tapos buduts-buduts. But man, what I'm saying is you're forgetting what's happening on the deeper level. And slowly, these are like a new fresh plants which are gonna grow out all of these clown shows, right? Now, the clowns unfortunately will still be there for a long time. I think na mga Amerika bobota ng Trump zone yan. But the clowns will not go away. But what I'm saying is that you're gonna see more and more exciting people. Younger generation, more assertive. So, I think ang pinakamalaking challenge sa atin is how to tell the story of our country in a way that is true to the complex reality of our country, that shows fidelity to the success that this country is showing on the global stage. And at the same time, guys, I'm telling you, again, I'm telling you, this is again coming from my own experience. Kasi alam ko sa sabi ng iba, eh, si Darin, ano naman yan, I mean, ano yan, regardless, he will try. No, I'm telling you what. I'm invited all around the world, not only because I'm, well, Richard Heydarian. I mean, obviously, some of this is because I am who I am, right? It's what I do. It's what I write. But I'll tell you what, guys. It's also because I'm a Filipino. Because also I'm seen as a voice of the Philippines. And not a voice of the kind of, yung establishment Philippines, yung mga, no, but the voice of a new Philippines coming out. And this is what I'm telling you guys. And this is where my cautious optimism comes in. Kaya nga ako, nasasayangan ako if we don't take advantage of this moment. The Indians are doing very, very good nowadays. They're really, really making the most out of their moment in the limelight, right? They're let's just call it 12 seconds of fame or 15 seconds of fame. They're making sure that 15 seconds of fame become 15 years of fame. The Vietnamese, the Thai, all of these guys are making the most. The Indonesians are on the global stage. Kailangan din natin gawin yan sa Pilipinas, guys. So, ako, A, the Philippines is a success story in a sense that we went from a poor, low-income country to increasingly an upper middle-income country. And we are not getting enough recognition for that. Because ang pinapansin ng ibang tao, India, Indonesia, Vietnam, ganon, right? When in fact, we're growing faster than these countries and we can grow even faster than these countries. Pangalawa, you are not gonna inspire the Philippines. And this is my problem with some opposition people. Nega lang sila ng nega. Wala silang sinabi kundi negative. Ang problema kasi kung puro kang negative, negative lang, maging cynical lang tao, they're not gonna get involved, nothing gets done. Alright? So it's extremely, extremely important, mga kameta, is that you give people hope based on facts and then inspire them to contribute to the country in the best way possible. Now, ikaw, kunyari, influencer ka, use your platform to show to the world that the Filipinos are more than just, you know, the usual tropes that you see in Western media or in this nonsense, you know, vloggers, foreign vloggers coming in, ganun, ganun. Oh, there's a reason why I keep on putting this, you know, yun yung mga video ng pinakbet, mga ganyan. Oh, alam ko yung mga haters na, sabi, eto na naman si Aidan, nagpa-cute, naka-leather jacket, nagluluto, and all of that. Okay, diba? Why do I put videos like this? Because first of all, I want to remind the world that being a Filipino, that our dishes, our food is extremely diverse. Na hindi lang siya lechon, alright? I mean, no offense. I mean, it's great food for people who love it, but at the same time, marami kasi tinitingnan yung cholesterol, yung oil, alright? Hindi lang balot, alright? And fantastic food, Bisaya food, and the Filipino, Tagalog food, Pampanga food, sure. But I want the world to know there's so much more here. There's food from Ilocos. There's food from the north, which is vegetable heavy, which is green, which is healthy, which is balanced. I want people to look at the food from the south, from Maranao food. Yung yellow rice nila, na ang sarap-sarap na parang saffron style, ganon. Turmeric yata, diba? So, again, the reason I'm doing that is because I want to remind the world the Philippines is way more than this straight-jacketed, pigeonholed understanding of the Philippines, right? So, in your own little ways, be ambassadors for the country, for the Philippines. Now, you're based abroad, okay lang yan. You have multiple citizenship, you're going, okay lang yan, no problem yan. But in your own little ways, if you have platform, make sure you put the Philippines on the map in the best way possible. Not like Digong who put the Philippines on the map in the worst way possible. Ginawa tayo mukhang banana republic. Put the Philippines on the map for the good reasons, right? Show the complexity of our country. Show the many shades of our culture, our cuisine, and food. Show the middle-class Philippines. Show the new Philippines. Show the ambitious Philippines, right? And at the same time, create a kind of optimism and energy that you can deploy and mobilize and put pressure dito sa mga trapo or still in charge of our government. Push them to be more proactive in their industrial policy, in their strategy, in their investment strategy. Now, again, before sasabihin niya, naman si Richard na nega-nega. No. I'm also happy that, for instance, latest news is suggesting that, I'm just trying to bring this out, that actually foreign direct investment, guys, is on a almost 2-year high. All right. So, nag-pick up na po yung foreign direct investments. Again, you know where I stand on this issue. Para sa akin, the Philippines is starting from a very, very low base. So, obviously, we have to up our game. I completely understand that, guys. We have to up our game. But having said that, we need to up our game. You still have to credit that things are coming in. And my sense is, you know, because I deal with, ewan ko sa mga Amerikana, pero mga Hapon, Koreans, Europeans, yung mga ganang kausap natin, they're relatively bullish on the Philippines. Na even though tanggap nila may mga, marami tayong mga kakulangan, at maraming tayong kailangang ayusin. They're looking at us in terms of semiconductor investments, manufacturing investments, whether it's Germans, it's Japanese. So some things are moving there, guys. So lahat ng mga sinasabi natin dito is not just like bola-bola lang. There are facts there. They're faster. There's a movement there. There's a movement there that we have to take into consideration. Yun lang. Ang akin lang parati for Philippines is we just have to make certain tweaks. Like, for instance, okay, mas magaling tayo mag-Ingles. Although, questionable ngayon yun, in spite of everything. But, like, where do we use that English proficiency? Right? Like, just being more English proficient doesn't make it necessarily an attractive destination. It's way more than that. We have to be more proficient in sciences. You have to be more proficient in creating the basic infrastructure. We have to be more predictable. Predictable including in terms of corruption, regulatory, regulatory requirements and all of those things. So I think one of the biggest problems we have had is masyado tayong naging kampante dahil Inglesero tayo or feeling Inglesero tayo tapos dahil pamilyar tayo sa kultura ng mga Amerikano, mga but that alone is not enough. And yeah, if you look at the PISA rankings and all, even if English-speaking country tayo, questionable comprehension and critical literacy skills natin, forget about math and sciences, even yung reading, writing, comprehension, nakakaproblema na tayo. So there's a lot of tweaking we have to do. There's a lot of adjustments you have to do. And I suggest you guys, I think next week or something, hopefully we'll have lalabas yung interview natin with Senator Gachalian because I had a good conversation with him on education and semiconductor development in the Philippines. So we have some very interesting discussion. I want you guys to look at it. And I want to have more of conversations like that in the Philippines on business, on semiconductors, on reforming our education. One thing that I found very interesting dun sa conversation natin with Senator Gachalian is that actually Vietnam spends just as much as the Philippines, if not a bit lower, when it comes to na like may na post na ambassador mga babae ambassadors sa Pilipinas, so that's cute. No, going back to this, na distract tayo bigla. No, I mean we spend just as much as Vietnam, but something is not working there, right? So we have to look at, well, corruption. We have to look at, well, misallocation of funds. We have to look at a little bit dun sa training mga guru natin. We have to look at yung curriculum natin kung tugma ito sa mga kabataan. So we really have to up our game dun sa education at the basic, pinaka-basic level. At the same time, we also have to up the game in elite universities, whether it's UP, Ateneo La Salle, whatever, because napag-iwanan na rin sila. If you look at international rankings, if you look at the R&D investments, if you look at the citations among others. So ang isa pa sa kailangan din natin is, kaya ang suggestion ko is the Philippines should also have its own CHIPS Act, yung parang STEM, Science and Technology Act. Of course, we don't have the resources of US of like billions of dollars, but I think a few million dollars, preferably at least tens of millions of dollars that can go into R&D investments, semiconductors, etc. sa UP, sa Ateneo, some of the elite schools, engineering schools, physics schools, mga ganun. Then I think that could put the Philippines in quite an interesting space, interesting place. No, so in short, what I'm saying here is we're moving upwards in spite of bad politics, but we have to still get the politics right. And you're not going to get the politics right kung puro ka lang nega. And more importantly, you're not going to get the politics and policy right, not perfectly right, 10 out of 10, but at least 6 out of 10, diba? Para hindi naman sagabal yung politika natin sa economic growth natin and success natin. But you won't get that if you make people cynical, if puro ka lang nega. So it's also important to point out the positive points, to point out the positive movements, the dynamism. And when you put all of those things together, there's hope for the country. So I really, really appreciate the conversation we had dun sa panel natin with Minister Gita ng Indonesia, yung trade and trade minister nila, who's actually based also here in Stanford right now for a fellowship. We need to tell the story of the Philippines in the right way, right? That this is a country with problems, with problematic politics, but this is also a country on the move. that the Philippines is not just extreme rich and extreme poor. There's a huge number of middle class Filipinos who are upwardly mobile, who are aspirational, who have, this urge for success on the global stage, baked into their very being. And yes, guys, as I said, be ambassadors for a country. Assert yourself. Assert yourself. Isa sa mga, alam mo, may isang beses na tagalan ako, na dumiyan ba ako tuloy yung Hoka kung magandang shoes na yan. Kasi may Amerikano duman na ano, alam mo, may usual mga Amerikano na nagra-rant-rant, bakit Philippines ganyan ba? I just told him, no, may kasalanan kayo mga Amerikano, bakit ka mo? Dahil nung nandito kayo sa Pilipinas, hindi nyo inayos yung mga foundasyon ng Pilipinas. Okay, you didn't get rid of yung mga oligarchs. A lot of our oligarchs go back to Spanish era. What you did is you empowered the dynasties and predatory dynasties. You created a kind of a semi-democracy system that actually further strengthened the landed elite. And then after World War II, you didn't put any pressure on our elite to build industries, to do land reform, to do the right thing. When in fact, you did that in Taiwan to Chiang Kai-shek. You did that in South Korea to President Lee. You didn't do that to the Philippines, right? So do not allow the foreigners to just walk on us and just share their BS about their ideas about how to make the Philippines better. No, may kasalanan din sila. Kasama sila sa problema, all right? Their colonization, their colonial legacy was part of the problem. And instead of whining about the Philippines and all, they have to also look at the other things, the movements, right? A snapshot of the Philippines might give you a lot of, like, ang daming problem, headache. But if you look at the Philippines in terms of movement, 10 years ago versus now, and where God willing, inshallah, the Philippines will be in 10 years from now, then you see hope, then you see light, then you see potential for success, and then you see inspiration. Kaya proud na proud tayo dito sa cousin natin, si Marco, and many other Filipinos, middle class people like us. We go around the world, we make the mark, we put the Philippines on the map in the best way we can, and we remind the world, you cannot just walk over us, you cannot just ignore us, you cannot just think us off as a grass that the elephants can just trample upon. Hindi tayo bystanders, hindi tayo passive lang, all right? That is the note we need. I know medyo mga parang politiko ang dating ng conversation natin. No, but I like it. It's more the Silicon Valley vibes here, diba? No, but you have to have some minimal level of reasonable optimism if you want to get things going. Otherwise, we're just gonna whine, we're just gonna be depressed, we're just gonna be blah 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 and ranting, and that doesn't work. So I don't know. Hopefully, let's see. I look forward to having conversation with more leaders back in the Philippines across the political spectrum. Oh, I mean, whether it's Bam Aquino, whether it's BBM, I don't know. I'm open to talk to all of these people. But for me, the bigger and more important thing is us ordinary people, right? Us the middle class Philippines, us the new Philippines, and what we can do for our country. Para matulungan din natin yung mga kababayan natin na walang plataforma, na walang boses, na walang ano. Tulungan din natin sila. Kailangan natin gawin yung parte natin para ma-empower din natin yung mga ibang kababayan natin who do not have the some of the basic privileges na meron tayo. So kailangan natin gawin yan. On that note, thank you very much. Maraming salamat, guys. I know that this is not your usual this is not the usual meta we do. Our metas are usually, I mean, alam mo na, 'di ba? Politika, ganun. I just thought it's very important to elevate the discussion. And yes, no, I'm like the whole Dilawan, it's all disinformation, v voter blaming, shaming. Get out of here. That should be done, guys. You have to call it out. Okay? You have to call it out. Hindi pwede sisisihin lang natin yung kababayan natin when things are going wrong. We have to do our part. We have to do our part to empower yung mga kababayan natin who are not in that privileged position. We have to do our own part to put the Philippines on the map, to bring some respect and recognition. Sobrang halaga yan, all right? So it's yung mga ranting, yung mga ganyan, yung mga elitism, So we should oppose both clowns and crooks. Well, we're doing that all the time, right? But we also have to oppose elitism, self-righteous liberalism, and all that nonsense too. All right? Then find a realistic path and breakthrough. God willing, that will be the future of a real good pink movement, right? Without all the liberal, well, whatever, elitist baggage and all of that. So I'm excited to see how, Bam Aquino and some of these people are going to push ahead with the agenda of the opposition and how the country is going to look down the road in the coming years. All right. On that note, thank you very much. God bless and talk to you soon.